live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to grow and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things.
Cha-ching. Good afternoon, folks. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stettmiller.
And this is James Martinez in Beverly Hills, California. How you doing, John? I have some interesting news for you that's showed up in the last 24 hours.
Well, what is going on out there in Beverly Hills?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I want to welcome our listeners in South Africa that are listening now. It amazes me, John, the support for Ron Paul internationally, all over the place. Everybody wants this guy to be in.
And the ironic thing is that most of the people here in this country don't understand it, but people in foreign countries
do. That's the irony of it, the whole thing. Yeah. So yesterday I was contacted by a reporter from the LA Times who I met with again yesterday. And I initially met with him when we first started doing this. And I gave her some of the quieter developments that are going on and the size and scope of the situation. And for some reason, I don't know why, it's just as of late in the last week, finally, because it's all over television now and they're finally saying we're in a recession or, you know, fumbling around on that, there's for some reason now everybody believes what I was saying and what you were saying. It's just like, give me a break. I mean, that's the power of the TV.
That's the
authority.
That's
right. It's crazy.
That's right.
It's totally crazy. And then I get up this morning, I'm making some phone calls, and I went to the post office. I come back, I switch on the tube for a second just to see what kind of sewage is pouring out. And I see now that they're having in Stockton, California, repo home tours.
Mm.
So they're going around now in big buses of people going around to start getting homes that have been repoed by the bank.
Excuse me, but in Beverly Hills, didn't they have bus tours to go gawk at starlets' homes?
Yeah, they still have that now.
They do?
I'm sure in
Did they take the buses that they used to use in Beverly Hills for this, or did they get their own buses?
I didn't know. I looked at it, and I saw the camera was shooting the all the passengers in there. It looked like a retired school bus type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And they're all taking pictures and writing down prices. And there's guys, there's like a commentator going, well, if you look over here, this is going to be at this. It's got a four-bedroom here. It's the repo home tours have started.
Oh, my God.
Wow, it's really – and then every other – I switched over MSNBC and all the other channels, and they're all talking about the money thing now, finally.
Well, yeah. I mean, gee whiz. Let me stop the cell phone from ringing here. Producer, can you come in and grab this and find out who is desperately trying to talk to me while I am on air? Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, so what did the LA Times guy have to say?
Well, I sat down with her and I explained what was going on in the outer dynamics, the inner dynamics, and she said, okay, I'm going to write something up for this. Now I'm sure it'll go straight through the editors. Of course, it's going to be softened slightly.
Do you think? Nobody wants to give out the blazing,
exactly,
unvarnished truth.
Yeah, it's so scary for everybody.
Well, and you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the 5-year-old kid that has the nightmare and then swears that there's a boogeyman under his bed.
There you go.
You know, but in this case, there really is a boogeyman, but he's not under your bed. He's standing at the teller window at your bank.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay, folks, I'm going to make this a jam-packed informational show. My head is still...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
I think my producer here is mad at me because she cut off my sentence midstream. Oh, and don't give me that. Don't give me that. We were going to a hard computer break. Oh, no, I'm just teasing. It's not 1929, but it's the biggest mess since. Washington Post is finally starting to tell a little bit of truth here. It was Charles Mackey and the 19th century Scottish journalist who observed that men go mad in herds but only come to their senses one by one. Ain't that the truth? We're only at the beginning of the financial world coming to its senses after the bursting of the biggest credit bubble the world has ever seen. Everyone seems to acknowledge that now that there will be lots of mortgage foreclosures and house prices will fall nationally for the first time since the Great Depression. Some leaders and hedge funds have failed, while some banks have taken painful write-offs and fired some executives. There's even a growing recognition that a recession is over the horizon. And yeah, you know that, and I know that. Yeah. But let me assure you, he says, you ain't seen nothing yet. What's important to understand is that contrary to what you've heard from President Bush, this isn't just a mortgage or housing crisis. The financial giants that originated, packaged, rated, and insured all these subprime mortgages were the same ones run by the same executives with the same fee incentives, using the same financial technologies and risk management systems who originated, packaged, rated, and insured home equity loans, commercial real estate loans, credit card loans, and loans to finance corporate buyouts. It is highly unlikely that these organizations did a significantly better job with those other lines of business than they did with mortgages. But the extent of those misjudgments will be revealed only once the economy has slowed, as it surely will. And again, we know that it has. At the center of this still unfolding disaster is the collateralized debt obligations, or CDOs. CDOs are not new. They were at the center of the boom and bust in manufacturing housing loans in the early 2000s. But in the past several years, the CDO market has exploded, fueled not only by the mortgage boom, but expansion of all manner of credit. By one estimate, the face value of the outstanding CDOs is nearly $2 trillion. Now, let me just stop here just to remind folks that when you hear of Stearns or you hear of these other big banking institutions, Citibank, whatever it is, taking these massive hits, these $10, $15, and $20 billion hits, chump change, folks. This is
chump
what
change. That's so true.
This is what they're only saying to the public, because the public needs to be satisfied that they're on top of their game. And yes, we're taking a little hit here, we're taking a little loss, but everybody hold their head up because everything is going to be just fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. By now, almost everybody knows that mortgages are no longer held by banks until they're paid off. They are packaged with other mortgages and sold to investors, much like a bond. In the simple version, each investor owns a small percentage of the entire package and got the same yield as all other investors. Then someone figured out that you could do bigger business by selling them off in tranches, he calls them, corresponding to different levels of credit risk. Under this arrangement, if any of the mortgages in the pool defaulted, the riskiest tranche would absorb all the losses until its entire investment was wiped out, followed by the next riskiest, and then the next, and then so on. Well, that's what they were planning on. With these tranches, mortgage debt could be divided among classes of investors. The richest tranches, those with the lowest credit ratings, were sold to hedge funds and junk bond funds whose investors wanted the higher yields that went with the higher risk. The safest ones, offering lower yields and treasury-like AAA ratings, were snapped up by risk-averse pension funds and money market funds. The least sought-after tranches were those in the middle, the mezzanine tranches, as he calls them, which offered middling yields for supposedly moderate risk. Now, he says, stick with me now, because this is where it gets interesting. For it is at this point that the banks got the bright idea of buying up a bunch of mezzanine tranches from various pools, then using fancy computer models, they convinced themselves and the rating agencies that by repeating the same tranching process, they could use these mezzanine rated assets to create a new set of securities, some of them junk, some of them mezzanine, but the bulk of them with AAA ratings more investors desired. Let's put a happy face on it. It was a marvelous piece of financial alchemy, one that made Wall Street banks and rating agencies billions of dollars in fees. And because so much borrowed money was used in buying the original mortgages, buying the tranches for the CDOs, and then buying in the tranches of the CDOs, the whole thing was so highly leveraged that the returns, at least on paper, were very attractive. No wonder they were snatched up by the British hedge funds, German savings banks, oil-rich Norwegian villages, and Florida pension funds. What we now know, of course, is that the investment banks and rating agencies underestimated, I like that term, the risk that mortgages defaults would rise so dramatically that even the AAA investments could lose their value. Edidus Capital, a funding specialist in CDOs, estimate that CDOs issued during the peak years of 2006 and 7, investors in all but the AAA tranches will lose all of their money, and even those will suffer losses somewhere of 6 to 31%. And he says, in looking across the sector, J.P. Morgan CDOs analysts estimate there will be at least $300 billion in eventual credit losses, the bulk of which is still hidden from the public view. That includes at least $30 billion in additional write-downs at major banks and investment houses, and much more at hedge funds. Now,
which paper is that? Which newspaper?
This was the Washington Post.
Wow.
Yeah, they're finally starting to come out with a mechanization that created.
Guys, I'm very impressed.
Very impressed. Well,
for the Washington Post, you know.
Well, and we've covered this. You know, I've covered this on this network before.
Forever. Yeah, for a long time.
Forever, absolutely forever. And now it's starting. Yeah, yeah. It's starting to leak into the people that, well, sitting around the sidelines that think they know what's going on. We knew what was going on a long time ago. We knew its eventual end. And they're just now trying to play catch-up. So I hope your female writer for the L.A. Times sucks it up, and so does their editorial board.
Oh, I think she knows what's at stake now. I've made it abundantly clear, and then some. So this person happens to be a good friend of mine,
good.
And she realizes that, you know, what's at stake here, and she watched it watching it as it develops there. And additionally, I just got asked to be a contributing writer for. Kind of, they call it the LA Weekly. It's like the sister paper of that. I know a lot of I don't know if they have that in some of the big cities of like Dallas or Austin, like the weekly paper that comes every week that tells you all the activities that's going on in town and all. It's kind of like one of those. And they just asked me to do a article every week for this particular show.
Oh, good.
That we're doing. So I'm starting the preliminary efforts on that. Because I've had some other talks now. I don't know what happened in the last week, but suddenly everybody decided now, oh, okay, we really do have a problem now. I think we need some cooperation.
Yeah.
Okay. Houston, I understand
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I've been saying this to you jerks for years. You've been listening. You've not been listening. And finally, they're starting to look at me like, well, you're right.
Why that is? You know why that is? Because it's now affecting the lower rungs of society, and I mean us middle class, all of us. We're now the lower rung, if you haven't noticed. It's
right.
now starting to affect, the writers on newspapers.
Yes,
or the little talking heads on your local news program. You know,
and lots of layoffs right now in the entertainment business. A lot of it has to do with money and profits from the films. It has to do with debt issues, with films getting financed and loans. And all films that come out of the trance induction out of here are all done through the banking. And since all the banking is completely, totally screwed up, all the numbers of what projected movies and media that are it's being sold out, it's all different now. It's affected everything.
Well, and it's going to affect not only their ability to get cash to finance their movies, it also comes down to the point of once all this hard work is done, you lay the financial stuff out, you hire the writers, you know, the director is on, and
can the people even afford to go see the movie?
There you go. That was my point.
Can we spend, I think it's $12.50 is the most I've seen a ticket out here for, you know, $12.50. And nobody pays cash that I ever see for movies, ever. Because it's all, you know, they probably have that in Texas too. You swipe your card and press the buttons on the keyboard and it comes out.
Yeah.
All the credit cards are all going to be screwed up as they are now, and chargebacks and tons of electronic problems, overdrafts, all these excessive fees. It's going to affect, you know, definitely going to affect Southern California, which is primarily entertainment driven industry. Entirely, as you know.
And do you think that as good a director as somebody like James Cameron is, that spent $200 million making the movie Titanic? Now, it was a good investment. Nobody knew that movie was going to make over $1 billion. It was 1.2, 1.3 billion worldwide. That's a pretty good return on a film. But do you think even James Cameron are going to be going to people now and getting a yes, saying, hey, I want to finance another $200 billion or $200 million movie?
Yeah, I wish, John, I was thinking about this the other day. I wish, because Aaron Russo, when you first connected, he asked me to get that film into some pinpoint people that could publicize it.
Mm-hmm.
That movie should have been distributed in all the movie chains, just like a Tom Cruise movie should have been.
Yes, it should.
Just
have
like the what was the other gentleman who did the documentary on Bush? It slips my mind now, but you know they gave him a big Oscar for it or something for it.
You talking about the fat guy that lives in Michigan?
Yeah, him.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. I think at this point, somebody, whether it's me or somebody else, should request and actually ask for that movie to be nationally distributed.
Yeah, I the time is now. I mean,
yes.
It really, and you know what? There could be a deal struck up with these distribution houses that, well, they could still maintain their profit, okay, on putting the butts in the seats, but we would give them a screaming deal, the public, on the tickets. We could actually reduce the price of the tickets. Everybody likes a deal at the movie theaters, don't they? Oh, you mean I only have to pay $5 today and not $8.25 or $10 or $12?
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, I would suggest that everybody is listening to this program today. You got email trees out there. Email this to all of your friends. Start listening to the program. Because James, this isn't just about getting rid of your credit cards or an unsecured debt.
Right.
This is an educational format for the people that heretofore have not heard the truth from anybody.
Now, John, I want to ask your opinion here, and I'm asking not only you, but I'm asking everybody that's listening. One of the easy things that people can do to sell the situation, in other words, explain it and have somebody else understand it, is this movie Freedom to Fascism. Now, I've mentioned here, and John, you've mentioned many times, that people can call the 800 number and get their copies of them. Mm-hmm. What I think, and I'm just merely suggesting because I don't know, that all of the groups across the country that are supporting Ron Paul throughout the states, go to their local theaters, movie theaters, talk to management, and ask them that they show this movie. And just see if they're open for it all over the U.S. Because when they see that, let's just care. They don't even care. Let's just talk about the money. That if they even charge showing it once a day for $5, and people see it's cheaper to go see this than the other things, and they have the posters up there. That would do more change right there, because it's unifying the experience of the movie. It creates a same emotional overtone, and it unifies the experience all across the U.S., and then it's a very easy tool from that point to who are we going to vote for? Oh, obviously. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's like it was like the movie that was done by Gradecki on Waco, Rules of Engagement. Now, that eventually hit HBO and was played many times. Mm-hmm. And this has the same sort of documentary power behind it because, well, this isn't just about, well, the Branch Davidians and, gee, they were holed up and they said no to the Fed and blah, blah, blah. No. Mm-hmm. Folks, this is a lot easier to understand because hardly, and after the propagandists got done with Mount Carmel and the evil David Koresh, you know, it comes out to basically be this, that supposedly they had a warrant for David Koresh's arrest, and they had to put on a military show from, they got the hardware, the military hardware from the then governor of the state of Texas, and went up there on a military exercise to serve a damned warrant. Now the interesting thing about this was, James, that they could have arrested this guy. He used to jog. He would jog into town. Everybody would see this guy everywhere. If you had a warrant for the man's arrest, you could have simply walked up to him, tapped him on the shoulder, and said, "Excuse me, Mr. Koresh, we have a little issue here, and we need your presence in court." And that would have been it. But no, this was a show of power, military power against private citizens in a church. Whether you agreed with their religion or not, folks, it doesn't matter. You and I might sit down and have dinner one night, and we could possibly disagree on half the things we talk about. But that's a matter of discourse, and that was sane, and it was nonviolent. This was an execution of a warrant by tanks, for God's sakes, and
fire. And used as a media effect to create, you know, strategic tools they can use against the public psychologically.
Exactly. And they blew it. They did Ruby Ridge. They did Waco. And these military-style things are not a good thing. I think everybody can agree. But my point here, James, is that America, Freedom to Fascism should be seen on HBO right now. It should be seen in the theaters across this country.
When I was talking with Aaron, he was saying, so why... you're a film director experience, you have Hollywood contacts, blah, 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 blah. And I spoke to him back and forth, and he was having trouble getting into private theaters, fine art theaters that aren't necessarily chains. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, so what is the issue? It's distribution costs and so forth. But now, and my situation was, like, are you looking for a profit? What are you doing? He didn't want anything to do with the money. He just wanted the information out.
Right.
And now that it's pretty much free for people, it's free on the web. We have copies of it that you send out to people. Now, people should be able to take that tool for themselves and ask that their theaters show it, because a lot of people have no idea. And they can still profit off of that, and they can take the money from that and put it to the Aaron Russo, whatever. Use that movie as a tool, and because, one, it explains the banking. Two, it says exactly who to vote for. And three, most people will never, ever have heard that stuff before, ever.
No, that's true. And the effect on people, and I told you, James, before, that Aaron Russo was down here in and it was in the AMC theaters down here in Austin. And I went to the premiere down here. We plugged it. We filled every seat up in that theater. And the majority of people that went and saw that movie were guests of people that knew what was going on and just suggested to them, many of them did, "Hey, we're going to go see a movie." "Okay, well, what movie do you have on mind?" "Well, come on, we're just going to go see a movie." I stood in that theater with my back to the screen up front, and I watched the expressions on the faces of the people in there. And it was one of astonishment. It was one, it wasn't disbelief, folks. They were astonished that this stuff was going on. And the comments were being made. And I hung by the exit doors as they were walking out to hear their comments. Folks, there is nothing more powerful than you can, that anything that you could show an individual. You know, and there's books, and there's reams of paperwork, and documentation, and court cases, and on it goes. But in less than 2 hours, you can sit down and change somebody's paradigm of thought, not just temporarily, not just for a little while, but forever. That's right. Hey, when we get back talking about churches and stuff burning down and all that stuff, I want to read you a little poem when we get back from this break, James. I think you'll appreciate this one.
Right on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Let me set this thing up. This poem is called A Visitor from the Past, and it was written by Thalen Palk. And by the way, if you would like to download this for your very own and pass it on to your friends, well, it's on republicbroadcasting.org. This was originally done, and we got the first copy of this. It was sent directly to us, and it was read by an Arizona highway patrolman. Mm. And there was some fife and drum stuff in the background. But here is the poem. And, folks, it goes right to the heart of things. Visitor from the past. I had a dream the other night that I didn't understand. A figure walked through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty, rewrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave, in this the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedom we've secured for you, we'd hoped you'd always keep, but tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun, permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On a land you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in choosing how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate. Your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press. You pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver or of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number as you've traded in your name. You've given governmental control to those who do you harm so they can padlock churches and steal the family farm and keep our country deep in debt, put men of God in jail, harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oath they've sworn. Your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders ship artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons in to slaughter, fighting other people's wars. Can you regain, I'll get through this, can you regain the freedom for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? Are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? People of the Republic, arise and take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and every God-given right, and pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he had vanished in the midst from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free. We have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep, and wonders what remains of our rights he fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave, "Is this still the land of the free and the home of the brave?" Is that not powerful?
That pretty much encapsulates it right there.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
And the whole thing. Yeah, and people are standing there like deer in the headlights, just standing there frozen. They're stuck states. Well, and they're, folks, I've often likened this country to almost Disneyland. But here's our problem: we're not part of the entertainment or the giddiness and the hopefulness of this country anymore. We've been locked out of our own amusement park, and we're standing on the other side, and we can't even afford the ticket for entry anymore.
Yeah, we've been kind of turned into human resources, feed for the masters and with their agenda, and the credit card game was the mechanism to do that.
Well, and it's the whole credit system. I mean, the banks,
the whole credit system.
And,
that's right.
And the banks started this by loaning money. There, folks, when the fractionalized reserve system in this country started, there was no such thing as a credit card. There was no such thing at all. And then when cards started to make their appearance, they were just fee-based. In other words, you could make a purchase, and you could use that card. They would do the tally, and they would collect the money from you, but they would charge you a fee. They wouldn't charge you interest. Then somebody got the great idea, well, wait a minute here. If we can do this on capital loans to businesses or to people wanting to buy a mortgage, why the heck can't we do this, issue the same card? It's already out there. But now we'll call it a credit card, and we'll allow people to charge, and we'll set a limit for them, and then we'll see how they make their payments. And that's how the whole credit card thing got started. Some enterprising individual looked at this and said, well, hey, we're good at loaning credits from these steel-vaulted, you know, Greek-style column solid banks in these communities. Why can't we take advantage of credit and just issue them little cards, and we'll set up a little data system around that every one of these purchases, it comes to us with all the accounting and everything, and we'll generate that bill. But this time, it's interest. And people fell for it. I watched Ben Bernanke today for about an hour. And simultaneously, I watched the stock market go down as Mr. Bernanke was speaking.
Really?
And here's the problem. I'll tell you what they're counting on, folks. They're counting on you. That's right. The consumer, as they like to talk to you, and you're either consuming by buying their debt, or you're creating it, more importantly, and more to the point, or they refer to you as being taxpayers. Now, that's where you put money into their coffers, into the governmental coffers, or you're a consumer, and, well, you're stuck in a credit system out there. And, you know, we've said this before, folks, the gross domestic product. If you ask anybody on the street today, what's the GDP? They might even be able to give you an answer, but it wouldn't be a correct one. But here's the point. Our gross domestic product is not measured by manufacture of goods anymore. It is by service, but more importantly, 70% of this is you consumers out there using those little pieces of plastic so you can enjoy the life of Riley today and never be able to pay it back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, here's another bombshell we'll drop on people today. And folks, if I were a fiction writer, I couldn't write this stuff. Seven-year plan aligns U.S. with Europe's economy. Rules, regulations to be integrated without congressional review. This is done by Jerry Corsi, Jerome R. Corsi, Dr. Corsi, who writes for WorldNet Daily. When I get in a bind, I've got something else to do, I have this guy sub for me on this on my National Intel Report program. But this is what he wrote yesterday. Six U.S. senators and 49 House members are advisors for a group working toward a transatlantic common market between the U.S. and the European Union by 2015. The Transatlantic Policy Network, a non-governmental organization headquartered in Washington and Brussels, is advised by the bipartisan congressional TPN policy group chaired by Senator Robert Bennett out of Utah. The plan, currently being implemented by the Bush administration with the formation of the Transatlantic Economic Council in April of last year, appears to be following a plan written in 1939 by a world government advocate who sought to create the Transatlantic Union as an international governing body. The economist from the World Bank has argued in print that the formation of the Transatlantic Common Market is designed to follow the blueprint of Jean Monnet, a key intellect architect of the European Union, recognizing that economic integration must inevitably lead to political integration. Now, let me just break that down in case any of that just went over your head.
Go ahead and decode that.
Here it is. They're talking about the New World Order. And folks, if you remember, before it was the European Union, before it was the EU, what did they do financially over there? They created the Economic Union. Here in this country, ladies and gentlemen, we've got NAFTA, CAFTA, we've got the SPP, we've got all of these agreements in place, and that is under the banner of the North American Union, its counterpart in Europe. I am telling you, folks, they are planning to bring this in. They're busting their necks to bring this in by 2015. And the architect to this grand plan, and he's been moving along quite swiftly, is the same guy that's been up there lying to you about everything else, about this economy, about the war in Iraq, basically lying to you about everything while occupying the Oval Office. And I'll tell you something right now, and I am not in error. I've checked with lawyers. I've checked with constitutionalists. I've checked with the checkers. This man is guilty of treason and should be summarily arrested, tried for treason. And, well, I don't need to tell you. You can look it up for yourself. What do we do in this country to people that are guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors and treason? That's right. You get out the old piece of rope. Mm-hmm. Now, I got another little flash for you. These people that have been working closely with me, we're trying to restructure at least the voluntary side of all the meetup groups out there for Ron Paul and everything else. This gentleman was sent a message back on my birthday of last year, June 29th. They tried to burn his house down. Now, why would they do that? Well, he's just had a big mouth. He's talked too much to the wrong people. Oh, and by the way, it didn't help that his wife was part of the covert black ops groups. She used to be a facilitator in the planning stages. I don't have any more detail than I can give you than that. But he had told me that when Bill Clinton was in office as president, I don't know if you folks remember this, there was a military plane that went down over Georgia. Now, on board that military plane were high-ranking generals. They were flying to Mena, Arkansas to arrest Bill Clinton for treason. And, well, of course, their plans were foiled. And that plane went down, and 20 military members were dead, just splattered on the ground like so much human confetti. But they tried to do this with Bill before. And that sent the message so many years ago that you don't mess with the power structure that be, because you know what? You can be set up for political assassinations in this country. It has happened before, and it will probably happen again. But the net effect of that is the chilling effect that anybody coming out and standing against anybody that is committing treason against this Constitution and, more importantly, against the people of these United States. He is as guilty as daylight is bright, folks. And that is not a joke. I've done my checking on this. I've done my homework.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
I completely agree. I think the most important thing people have to their advantage still is the free flow of information and exchange of ideas. Hence, that's why I was talking about freedom to fascism. It's done. There is no other candidate that has a movie made about them. Okay? You can use this tool to everybody. You can look at it on video for free on Google Video. You can get a copy from us. You can demand your theaters have this. You can tell all your friends, all the meetup groups, you need to use this as a tool to activate their minds. Because here's the thing, when you go into movie theaters, if everybody were going to movie theaters and see this thing, there's something happens when you unify experiences in groups. There is a mechanism that causes change there. It's different than watching the movie on your own. But when you watch it in a group, all of you unify the same experience as you go through sitting there with, you know, with an amplified central nervous system, because you may be eating sugars and candies and a whole thing, whole experience is amplified. All of you leave the theater, and then all of you need to redistribute by word of mouth, by mail, by whatever it takes to get the message out all across. Because what I am finding is that the easiest way to transmit this information is via that movie. And the other ones that are out there, but especially that one, because it covers Ron Paul in there.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
It covers the basic issues with the IRS and the banking system and how it's collapsed the whole thing.
Well, and we have a luxury of a window here. Now, when is the collapse? I've been asked of this many, many times, James. What is – they want the born-on date of the official collapse of this economy. And
yeah, I don't have that.
And I've told,
nobody asked me because I don't know.
No, and we cannot be sure of the exact date. Do we know that it's going to happen? Yes, we do know that it's going to happen. And you're starting to see the – now, this is just the first round of a 15-round heavyweight bout, folks. What you've seen happen in the financials so far, that's only the first round. We've got round two, round three, round four,
exactly.
All the way up to round 15. And it's going to be a knockout. But that knockout is going to be you. Your butt is going to be flat on the canvas looking up at the ceiling. And we have told people, James, I've been telling them this, the very same message. I have not altered my message one bit. I have been talking about this for 14 stinking years. Finally, now, like with you, oh, well, all of a sudden, they're getting verifiers. And then, well, you know that James Guy or that crazy Statmiller guy, you know, I think they had something. I think they were right.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. The only thing you have to do is know the mechanism that they created. All you have to do is just track and trace and follow the money. All you have to do in order to understand this is to understand the banking and the credit system in this country, and then it all starts to make sense. And when you hear somebody that gives a diatribe with a sickening little smile on his face like Mr. Ben Bernanke today, you can turn off the sound. Because you know whatever's coming out of that man's mouth is of absolutely no value to you whatsoever.
Exactly.
Period. And they keep running back to the guy. Well, Mr. Ben, what are we going to do? Ben doesn't know what to do. Because Ben is part of that problem.
He doesn't know what to do at all.
That's right.
Yeah.
Except sit there and smile and give you these... non-responsive answers. I mean, there were questions asked him today. Gee, Ben, are we in a recession? He wouldn't answer the question.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, Ben, are we going to head for a depression? Well, obviously he's not going to answer the question. Because
these are your leaders, people.
And here's the problem, and this is the reason why he cannot answer the question. Because if he answers the questions honestly, and people lose the what faith they have left, and there's a lot of dumb clucks out there, in the credit system, the mortgage, the banks, the credit cards, the credit you create by putting your signature on a piece of paper, if he told the truth to the American people, what would evaporate overnight would be the full faith and credit in our lending institutions. There would then be massive withdrawals of funds of people's, right. If they have any savings left, that would be taken out of these banks, and these banks would domino. I mean, it would take less than a week for this entire system to collapse in this country. Less than a week. So what they're going to do is they're going to play games here with dropping the prime lending rate so banks can loan a little bit of money to each other, try to fire up the liquidity flow of money in the markets out there. It ain't going to work, folks. It'll be temporary at best.
Correct.
Yep. And, folks, I will stake my life on this. My life. I'm offering this as a qualifier to my statements. I'll bet my life this economy is going to crash and you will see a depression. Not in your kids' lifetime, in yours, very, very, very soon. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Five. in all of what we talk about, where do you come in? Well, you hold a credit card, don't you? Or two, or three, or four, or five, or maybe even a half a dozen of them. Mm-hmm. And James, we know they've done the what the credit card companies were wanting them to do. Oh, shift balances. You know, there's no fee. We'll pay off that other credit card. Well, you've done that too as well, haven't you, out there?
Oh, but none of it works.
And you've taken out the equity loans on your house, right? Oh, but you can't do that again, even if you do have any equity left in your house. Oh, and by the way, have you noticed what you purchased the house for? It's no longer worth that. Well, I'm sure you've noticed that as well. But here's my question to you out there. We can do something about your credit card debt. We're going to be Santa Claus to you today. We're going to tell you that you can eliminate 100% of your credit card debt. Don't believe us? I wouldn't believe me either if somebody would come up and tell me that, hey, John, I'm going to be Santa Claus for a day. I'm going to eliminate your credit card debt once and for all. I wouldn't believe them either. But this is what we want you to do. We want you to call 888-213-7655. The gentleman that you will hear on that 13-minute message is a gentleman by the name of Brad Daly. I wished I had his particulars in front of me. But, folks, he is a mediator for debt out there. The guy is a Gulf War vet. He's had enough of the shenanigans and the crap out there. Every time that he assumes, and he assumes your debt, you don't get the threatening letters from the lawyers. You don't get the calls from bill collectors, you know, while you're eating dinner, you're trying to relax because you're so spun up by your work and the day's happenings. And, well, you just can't handle one more thing. Well, you don't have to, because Brad Daly assumes your debt, and you never have to deal with these people. And, well, here's another little qualifier for you. When he goes into court representing your debt that he has assumed 100% and totally, he has never, ever, ever lost.
Mm-hmm. So, and I will tell you one thing right now. Everybody that has this issue, you can listen to that overview. Or you, if you're ready to go or you want to email me, you may do so at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And I will tell you that what I intend to be doing in the next couple of months here is I get a lot of different email from different people doing different things with the banks, not necessarily with Brad. I'm going to start publicizing who the law firms are, what they're doing, what the allegations are, all of it. As far as I'm concerned, they're part of the problem as well, and the money situation affects them as well. So them running around, ruining people's lives, suing them, and trying to get everything they ever had is not going to do anything good for them either. So all of this thing is going to be tied in together. So hopefully, like John said, do your homework. Don't believe us. Don't believe us. Go out. Do your research. Find out. It's all there for you. Everything that we've talked about is out there for you for your review. If you're a student, demand that your professors start talking about this. Demand that they show you that movie. Mm-hmm. Demand that they tell you the truth about the banking industry.
Oh, no. You just struck upon a thought I never thought about before. Get your prof at, your economics class. Why don't you just hold a little viewing of Freedom to Fascism in your class?
Absolutely.
You can do it if your class is only an hour. Okay. You can come back for the second part of America Freedom to Fascism. Call us at 800-724-2719. If you're going to do that for presentation at your college, we'll give you free copies.
Right.
You
on.
Need to call James, ladies and gentlemen, 877-331-0626, or email him at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. We don't play games, folks. We're serious about this. Are you serious about starting your life over? That's our question for you today.
Right on.
James, I'll talk to you right after the program.
Right on. Bye-bye, everybody.
See you tomorrow, folks. And think about what we have said today, and then act on it. It is up to you. Since